Hello, and welcome to the National Trust podcast. In this mini episode, I'll be travelling back in time. I'm walking along the beach at Formby today, and as you're going along and looking at some of the things coming out of the dunes, you really get a good sense of time passing and how humans have really made a difference to how Formby looks and feels today. The sand dunes here at Formby are incredibly dynamic. In fact, it's probably the fastest changing landscape that the National Trust looks after on the coast. So the dunes move inland here at a rate of about 3.5 to 4 metres a year. So that is absolutely massive. And it's an entirely natural process. The actions of the wind and the water help to sort of roll the dunes just over the top of each other and bring them back. But as these dunes are rolling back inland, they uncover some of those sort of hidden secrets that have been lost into the dunes in the past. And the area that I'm walking past now has something that you probably wouldn't expect to find on a beach. There is literally tons and tons of rubble. So there's all sorts in there, for what looks like bits of old brick wall to concrete slabs. There's metal. There really is everything. I will say it is behind a fence. We don't let people go in amongst it. But although it's not the most attractive thing and it isn't what people expect to find on a beach, it is really interesting because it's a little bit of a sort of time capsule that helps tell the stories of Formby and how it's been used over the centuries. There was a car park here, and there wasn't just the car park here. Also next to it, a bit further north, was an old caravan site. And that also, as time's gone on and the dunes have rolled back, they now being exposed at the front of the dunes. So we pull out old caravan chassis, we've had a pepper pot, pretty much everything you can think of that might be in a caravan park, we've taken out of the sand dunes. So it's just a little bit of hidden history here at Formby. We're just walking past a big lump of driftwood. We get quite a lot of driftwood and interesting flotsam and jetsam washing up here at Formby. I think probably the most interesting one I've had is we had a car bumper one day. We do get the occasional car that hasn't washed in, that's just been abandoned. And then one day we came in and the whole strand line was covered in vegetables. And it was various vegetables depending on the area of the beach. So one part of the beach was carrots, another part of the beach had broccoli, and then another part of the beach had leeks. And they must have been split out due to the weight of each individual vegetable, and we assume they must have just come off one of the ships that was out in the sea. So you're never quite sure when you take a walk along Formby Beach what you might come across. I'm walking south now, heading towards Liverpool, and just on my left-hand side, there's a strange thing peeping out of the dunes. It almost looks like a cliff of peat is actually tobacco leaf waste. So during the 1950s and into the early 1970s, thousands of tons of tobacco leaf waste was dumped on old asparagus fields here at Formby. Under licence, it wasn't illegal dumping, it was perfectly legitimate at the time. And what it was the big nicotine and tobacco companies in Liverpool that were obviously making tobacco products, cigarettes and various other things. But actually, the majority of the tobacco plant isn't actually of any use. So once they'd taken what they wanted, then they needed to find somewhere to dump all this stuff. And they found these nice asparagus fields that weren't being used anymore. They were just nicely hidden by some sand dunes. And they thought, oh, this is great. So they came and they dumped. Now, at the actual peak of this, they were dumping about 22,000 wet tons annually. So there were huge wagons that were driving down into this area and were offloading. They're an interesting feature of Formby. To be honest, they're completely harmless. The other thing is that if you do come down here when it's been particularly stormy, and we have had that sort of collapse of the tobacco leaf waste, it smells like a sort of old gentleman's club, as you'd imagine. It's sort of sitting there with a lot of old men smoking cigars. Just tobacco leaf and also rubble that was dumped here. During the First and Second World War, this area of coastline was used very, very heavily by the military. for training and also as protection. So at some point there was big sort of concrete blocks out there, they've long gone, but some of the things that were left behind, so the military left behind big balls of barbed wire, which is kind of interesting, suddenly appearing out of the dunes. But even more interestingly, every once in a while we get a hand grenade or maybe a bullet that's just come out of the dunes, that's just been left behind. Thanks for listening to this week's mini episode. Next time, you'll be joined by James Grasby, the curator down in the Midlands for the National Trust. Until then, from me, Kate Martin, goodbye.